Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Leaving Hillsong. And what a big week it's been. First of all, thank you so much for all the messages of support. Some of them are really, really honest. People are sharing things, you know, and I really, really appreciate it. It's, you know, really sustaining me as we cut through this jungle, and we will be cutting it open. They really let me know how people are feeling and what we need to keep doing. By all means, you can be anonymous, and if you want to jump on the pod, let me know. So get in touch. Nothing goes anywhere that before you say it does. And also, I really need your help. So now's the time. If you're a web designer or you have some kind of tech skills that you want to throw at me for 10 minutes here or there, that would be really lovely. Don't forget, like your mother, so this Instagram stuff isn't coming as naturally as it might to other people, and that's about it. Just little things here and there. And if this pod is helping you, please share it with people. People are getting lots of different things out of it, and that's the whole point of it. So follow us, like us, subscribe us, wherever you find us. Just trying to kind of address everything that's going on at the moment and figure out some ways through. If the pod or my work really, really impact you, then please consider supporting the Patreon, which is at Leaving Hillsong, or PayPal Leaving Hillsong at protonmail.com, where you can also send confidential messages. It's an encrypted service. So get in touch. It's a really hard time, but I need all the resources I can to establish some practices to address this specific situation that's been a long time coming, but is still a shock. And, you know, follow people around to get them to contribute to this pod. There's a lot of nagging and demanding and then editing and double checking and fact checking and all that stuff that goes on. So now's the time. Please bear with me to get back to your messages too, because it's just, I mean, a lot of people are going through this. It's frantic at the moment, and just so many networks are reaching out to each other and a low communication, and that's a really good thing. I'll keep posting things on social media, just some ideas. My training is in social work. I obviously have a bias here. I think we all have strong biases, and that's all okay. We can work all that through. Everyone's got really strong feelings. That's fine. But yeah, social media will be the easiest way to keep up with the sudden and shocking kind of nature of what's been going on. And some of what's been going on even since last week's podcast is that Brian Houston has resigned from Hillsong, and he's not the only one. With me this week is a social worker I'm going to call Grace for today, though I do expect to talk with her again. Given that it seems that Brian's been just behind the scenes anyway, even though he was stepping down, I didn't realise the extent of his resignation, which would be that so many people would have less fear about speaking out about their experience. Grace is working her way through a master's in social work, and she has extensive trauma training. She was also a member of Hillsong for more than 10 years. So I'm really thrilled that she is here. We're going to have a look at these quitters from this week and find out what the company has to say about it. And then, you know, put our own unique commentary in. I think you're going to love Grace and this conversation. We are not holding back a lot here, so sit back and enjoy the great resignation. The news this week was that Hillsong's Brian Houston, the former senior global pastor, had officially resigned, and the board had accepted his resignation. Now, been a bit of confusion. Everyone thought he kind of stepped away. What did that all mean? We talked about it here before. And so to guide us through the statements, I've got a former Hillsong member with us called Grace. Call her Grace for today. It's pretty gracious of her to come in and join us in the conversation. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
All right, so let's kick off. What were you thinking when it happened in January? What was like your understanding?
I mean, you got the court case that he's obviously, you know, was charged for, and he's been. I couldn't keep up with the timeline for that, but I literally thought it was all about that, which made sense. It is a challenging time, and I thought that it was actually probably a good idea to do that because, you know, in prior scenarios, he hasn't really formally taken any time off to actually deal with. Yeah. That's my understanding anyway. So, yeah, I really thought it was, you know, it was something quite simple as the court case and going through all of that situation. So
I've grabbed this off the Hillsong website from the newsroom, January 30th, 2022. High church, Bobby and I are filled with faith for our church and everything God has in store for you, for your family, for our church and for ourselves. It's been an unexpected season. And we're thankful for you all and for the community we share. It has been amazing to see the lean in to our church online globally and the thousands of people we've been able to pray for. I never get tired of the praise reports and miracles, especially those committing to Jesus. Now, so far so good. What do you think?
Yeah. Oh, look, unexpected season.
Yeah.
You know, thankful for you. I mean, there's a lot of
stuff.
Yeah, I mean, lip service or whatever you want to call it. I know, it always hits emotionally, doesn't it? It's trying to make it super personal.
And it's got that vague stuff as well, seasons and things and miracles. All right.
Yeah, you know, whatever they are.
Just reading over this briefly before, there just seem to be so many stretches of the truth, if not. Well, we'll see. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, look, unexpected news of charges. I mean, okay. Sorry, I'm jumping to the...
Go read for me.
Yeah, well, unexpected news of charges against me that allege the concealing of information that may have been material to prosecute Frank Houston. These allegations came as a shock to me and is my intention to vigorously defend them. I mean, even just that, like, what about my father, comma, Frank Houston?
Right, okay.
And also, this is us really, like, analysing the thematic analysis, really. I mean, you know, you're looking at allegations came as shock to me. I mean, if you go back and look at, and I hope that people actually do, instead of listening and talking and talking about people listening about this stuff, like, you know, go and read the case study yourself. The whole thing's transcribed. And, you know, he has vigorously defended himself to the nth degree. I just don't understand. I mean, you know, times change, and looking back on thing, hindsight's a gift. And, you know, when you can look on it, we all look back and think, oh, well, yeah, I probably could notice there when I made a snap judgment, or I was too blind to see what was really happening in that relationship. I mean, we all have those insights to what has happened in the past. I just don't understand why Brian's continued this line. I mean, you know, and in light of what's going on now, I mean, it just only makes him look even worse.
I have to be careful of a thing called subjudice, which is talking about his charges that would prejudice the trial. So we can talk about some stuff, don't worry. But
oh, yeah. But we're not putting him on trial, right?
Yeah, but apparently we can't discuss what he did know or didn't know.
Yeah, but all you need to do is read what's transcribed on court.
And that's
court.
Fine. That's good.
And what has been said and what has been said back and forth between the judge and the evidence and the lawyers and him and all that. I mean, that is what has been said. What people make of it is, I guess, its own.
Yeah, that's absolutely.
The story lies.
Yep, people need to read for themselves.
People do. Yeah, okay, cool. So, In September last year, I learned it was necessary for me to step aside as a director of all the Hillsong boards during the season, enabling me to give attention to these charges. But recently, we made a decision that may come as a surprise to you, and I want you to hear it from me directly. Now, okay, let's just pause there. Before we even get into timelines, I learned it was necessary for me to step aside. Okay, if we're looking at what's happening right this current moment, I don't know what this September's about. All we know is December 2021, the rest of the board have found out about what's the allegation in 2019. But this September thing, stepping down as director from all boards in the season to give full attention to the charges, I mean, that is just sounds like a complete lie, because what we've now known is that he was stepped down because of the investigations that needed to be held, and that he was put on a 3-month ban of no alcohol and no ministry. Again, September throws me because that has not been recently mentioned, to my knowledge anyway.
Well, I mean, obviously different people see different things out of the letter, which is why I'm glad to hear.
Next one. In December, during our board meeting, Hillsong's external legal counsel gave the board advice. External legal counsel, interesting. Gave the board advice regarding the current change I am facing, that it would be best practice, capital letters and inverted commas, for me to step aside completely from church leadership during the court proceedings. The court processes are likely to be drawn out and take up most of 2022, especially considering the backlog in courts exacerbated by the COVID pandemic. Along with this, the board and I have had detailed discussion around the requirements of leadership. We have talked about the effects of the situation with my father, which go back many years up to the current legal case, and the impact that this has had on me emotionally. Oh, look, this just sounds absolutely ridiculous now to read.
Why do you say that?
Well, we now know that there was an alternative storyline going on in December. December was when the board found about 2019 allegation against the woman in at conference.
Well, you're jumping ahead a little bit here.
Oh, yeah, I know. No, but no. Isn't that why this is questioning this whole letter?
It's, he was wanted to tell you this directly, okay? He's trying to tell you something directly. It's very personal.
Yeah, because he really wants people to be aware that, you know, this drawn-out proceedings of court stuff with his father is going to mean that he unable to preach and teach and be the pastor of Hillsong Church. That's what it says to me. The effects of the situation as well. I mean, you know, impact on him emotionally. Leads him to anti-anxiety, sleeping tablets, but anyway.
It's interesting because emotional is not the first word that would come to your mind with Brian, I think. So it's a specific word.
Totally. That was definitely purposely entered in there, especially considering backlogs with COVID. I mean, really.
Mm-hmm.
And then the result is that the Hillsong Global Board feel that it is in my and the church best interest for this to happen, so I've agreed to step aside. Oh, well, how nice that he's agreed with the board. They feel it was in his best interest, but then he has agreed. That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So they have ideas, but then he has ultimate decision on what he wants to do with his life.
Sounds like that, doesn't it?
I mean, a whole year is is a long time for someone who's been, in the game 40-ish years, 50 years.
Look, he's emotional, right?
Yeah, he's emotional. Okay, where are we at now? As I have said, most of you know the court case I'm facing is related to circumstances surrounding my father. I need to be fully committed to preparation and engagement with the case and work closely with my lawyers in defending this charge. I mean, wow, how much time is he actually spending a day doing this stuff? I have said, including in a prior statement, that I intend to fight the charge and welcome the opportunity to set the record straight. I mean, it just sounds like a bit of teenage drama.
Well, it sounds like a sales pitch to me.
Well, he intends to fight it and put the record straight. I mean, really, like they've not got the record?
Look.
God is my judge. That's what it sounds like. Only okay. God can judge me. Tupac.
Church, we love you as much as ever. And Bobby and I certainly value your prayers in these challenging times. We love Jesus. We love his church. And we are as committed as we have ever been to the God-given future, it's a bit entitled, ahead of us all. It's important to note that Bobby intends to remain fully engaged in church life, including leading the upcoming 2022 Colour Conference and, of course, the Sisterhood.
This reads me the Sisterhood. Far out. Anyway, real, real mob mentality here. I think that just shouts they defended whatever they could get back from the board, and so board were just like, yeah, that's fine, Bobby. You know, Bobby didn't do anything wrong, so she can run colour.
It's just such a strange, such a strange position. But it doesn't say anything about her doing anything in the church, just running those two events.
Fully engaged in church life. I mean, what, just to double check that, you know, she gets to do everything while he's, like, suffering in what do you call it, persecution.
Potato potato.
During 2022, I have asked pastors Phil and Lucinda Dooley to take on the role of interim or acting. I'm not sure why they couldn't make a decision there. Global senior pastors. The Dooleys are well loved by many in our church. Well loved. Okay, so that entitles you. Having successfully served as our youth pastors in Australia for many years. That is actually true, mind you. However, they have spent a considerable number of years. Yeah, 13 years. Over the last 13 years. They, with their family, have resided in South Africa and raised a phenomenal multi-campus Hillsong church. So he has decided, he has asked. This is really interesting. Paul don't seem to be alluded to be really a part of anything other than ideas giving.
Okay. So the board have kind of what? Backed him into a corner. He's, because I find that whole putting best practice in quotation marks like it's an alien concept. I find that so interesting. And that's what the board said. So he agreed and then chose his successor. Is that how disciplinary?
Yeah, he's. Well, it says during 2022, I have asked. I remember we were told that Phil's father that had passed away? And he was already in. And this is what I find really weird because. Okay. I remember last year he was in town because his father was sick, so they'd come and visited because I think it was like, you know, he's going to die, it's a matter of time. So they came over to say goodbye. But then they've come back again and we thought it was, you know, because he's passed away and, oh, he just happens to be in church this weekend and everyone get around it. You know, Phil and Lucinda are in town for a weekend, you know, listen to their preaching. And then all of a sudden, Nick Minnett, we've got them announced as pastors. It was literally that. And people just don't turn around and be like, wait a second, there's that many announcements at this church. I mean, it's easy to lose track of the timeline. That's my thoughts anyway.
Oh, funny.
Okay, so now we're at Bobby and I wholeheartedly support them.
Mm.
Okay, great. Beautiful. That's really special. We want to thank them and their family for stepping into this role and committing to spend a considerable amount of time in Australia for this season. I mean, yeah, anyway, their kids are all over the world apparently, so bless them. I believe they will experience our church's full support as we move forward to lift up Jesus as the hope of humanity. Wow. Hope over many things. I believe it will be a year of divine favour. Oh, really? It is 50 years this week since I commenced Bible College in New Zealand. Oh, of course you're going to end with some Hillsong trivia. So with 5 decades of active ministry behind us, be assured we will make the best of this season to replenish spiritually, emotionally, and physically, maybe sexually. Sorry. I can't help it.
Well, you know, it's got to replenish something.
Relationally, wow, that's just fabulous. 50 years. Bet you there was a cake for that too. They totally would have done that as well. I'm sure your complete support for Phil and Lucinda and your prayers and goodwill will make more difference than you perhaps even realize. Wow, this, I don't understand. Who wrote this? Let's make it our great year. Love you, church.
God bless.
God bless.
God bless.
We love you, I am sure. Come on, man. You got to stick to one. So first person, third person, what?
But he's signing it, We Love You Church, from Brian Houston, Global Senior Pastor. I thought he was stepping down from that role. Grandma. Isn't that what this letter is about?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then underneath is the link, Pastors Phil and Lucinda Dooley bio. What the?
Wow.
They've created a, oh, my gosh, this is unbelievable.
Why?
So we got an attachment to Phil and Lucinda as a bio, just in case you weren't aware.
Well, I mean, you've got to keep things moving. The show must go on.
Well, you know, you've got Phil's belief as well. His philosophical beliefs in there as well in this bio. He believes that everyone has a unique God-given purpose. Therefore, everyone is valuable and can make a difference in the life of someone. That's interesting. Oh, wow. He's passionate about leadership, committing to living a life of personal health, growth, and development. He loves to celebrate others as they grow and develop into all God has for them. Lucinda's passion for Jesus is contagious. She is inspiring as a wife, mum, and leader. Communicate and church build up. Lucinda is passionate about placing value on women, uplifting their lives and seeing them fulfill their potential. I just find
cute
that really
little things that they are. You lift them up.
Got to have a little bio, guys. Unbelievable. Anyway, look, did he write this? I'm not sure.
Oh, I'm going to put out an offer to the board of Hillsong to help them with their letters because I don't know where to look. And I don't know if any of them have seen like commercial TV or read a newspaper in the past few years, but
or studied at university.
It's got to be a little bit of
Harvard referencing.
I'm just something that could make some sense at all that we could put together.
It's lip service. It's lip service. Yeah, that's what it feels like. People put their good faith in these, by the way. And I just love that they call it the Hillsong Newsroom. Like, just thematically analyze that.
Stop the presses. Like that. There's nothing new.
No. And Newsroom, I mean, what are they? They own journalists now. Journalism. An important message from the Hillsong Board, 23rd of March, 2022. So we've got a 4-month timeline here now.
Three months.
Can't count.
That's all.
He said for a whole year he'd be stepped down.
That's right. So this was supposed to go for 12 months. What Bobby called it respite, I think, and Laura called it a sabbatical. And 3 months later, another letter came out that says.
With the story changing, right?
Well, let's have a look.
Let's have a look.
Let's have a look, you see. Dear Church, we would like to advise you that Pastor Brian Houston has resigned as Global Senior Pastor of Hillsong Church and the board is...
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Accepted his resignation. It's a lot of offering and accepting going on. We understand that there will be much emotion at this news. And we all share these feelings. Do we? Do we all share the same feelings? Irrespective of the circumstances around this, huh? We can just pop that aside and don't worry about it, right? We can all agree that Brian and Bobby have served God faithfully, can we? Over many decades. Because I only hear about the church. And that their ministry has resulted in millions of people across the world being impacted, that's for sure, by the power, grace, and love of Jesus Christ.
Okay.
What do you think?
Well, look, irrespective of the circumstances around this. What does that even mean?
Means doesn't matter. They're awesome.
I mean, irrespective of the circuit, we can agree that he's been faithful, really? Certainly hasn't been faithful to Bobby. Not sure about faithful to the church.
Well, I mean, it's an interesting word that they've used, faithfully.
We can all agree that they've been so faithful for many decades and the ministry has resulted in millions of people who have been impacted by power and grace, the love of Jesus Christ. I think also maybe impacted by his infidelity and lies, deceit, manipulation of power, control. I mean, he's also done those things too. I mean, you can't take go one without the other. Both have occurred.
Well, you know, everybody obviously has their own individual feelings towards it, but interesting choice of words.
Hillsong Church was birthed out of Brian and Bobby's obedience and commitment to the call of God, and we're extremely grateful for all that Brian and Bobby have given to this to build this house.
To build his, and this bugs me, right, because Jesus said, in my Father's house there are many rooms, and these guys have snatched it, made it their own.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I don't know. I just.
But not just that, like, firstly, why are they still continuing with this idea that it was all them and not Frank? Frank started the church. He's been trying to rewrite history for so many years now.
What makes you say that?
Look, he came, you know what happened? Well, because it was called Hills Christian Life Center. Started in Alexandria, the city. Not Alexandria, but you know what I mean. Mm. Started in the city. Frank's idea was it was going to reach out to musicians and artists all over Australia, and it did. But then it obviously got bigger. It became an announcement that Brian's going to take the hills and they're going out and church planning.
Okay.
And we prayed them and we thanked them, and they were sister and brother churches. And then because this conference started, it was birthed out of a number of people, everyone started calling the church Hillsong. They weren't calling themselves that. And then Brian thought, well, everyone's calling us that. We might as well just rebrand our name to Hillsong Church, because the conference was the thing that was well known more than anything. It wasn't the church that was known. It was the conference. It's what I have recalled and read.
I had a debate just last night with a reasonable former member who said, no, there's no way Frank started the church. He just didn't. Wasn't him. And I said, it doesn't really matter at the moment. Like, they should have taken care and done the right things, whether it was AOG New Zealand or Frank's territory or, yeah, it does matter, but, you know, the outcome is...
Look, it didn't just... it was called Hills Christian Life Centre, and was it called City Christian Life Centre? I mean, that's back in the day when it was the CLC. Everyone wanted to call themselves Christian Life Centre. You know, they called themselves a centre, not a church. That's very interesting too, mind you. You know, looking at words and how they're used in context.
Because?
I mean, we were centres and now we're churches and now we're Hillsong Church. But anyway, birthed out of their obedience, yeah, okay, whatever, commitment, call to God. I mean, seriously, if it comes with being a millionaire, sign me up and buying loads of property and writing books and having pretty much a merchandise label, clothing label, let alone now TV shows, another Secret Life Garden TV and more merchandise and more brand albums and more band.
I want a cook and maybe a driver and a masseuse and a cleaner that comes in every 15
minutes. Oh, don't forget the stylist.
I just want someone to, you know, clean.
Need my glam squad.
Oh, no.
Even better when they just want to volunteer their time to do it. Spending thousands of makeup. But anyway, yes.
We ask that you continue to pray for them and the entire Houston family during this challenging time.
Not sure what's so challenging right now.
Wouldn't
this be a really nice, relaxing time of Sila?
No, but why are we still hearing to pray for them? Like, it's just so centered on them. There's so many people. They even acknowledge it's going to be a tough time. But what about the tens of thousands of other people that are affected, is what I'm saying. There's just...
Oh, totally, totally.
And it's just like what they did 20 years ago when the announcement was made about Frank, that, you know, the Claytons announcement that wasn't really made. Pray for Brian and Bobby. Poor Brian, poor the entire... It was mind-blowing when there was, you know, child abuse victims involved. So it's crazy.
It's a lot of...
It's narcissistic, and there's so much narcissistic abuse in this place, and I really want to get into talking about that.
It's about emotionally manipulating. I mean, you know, look, the choice words you are stringing together build a context, but, you know, it is creating the storyline of what is truth, you know, and the truth is that the Houston family are hurting. It's a really challenging time, and please continually pray for them, because you know what? When you pray, you're not hurting us. You're not questioning our authority.
Yeah,
you're not
okay.
Trying to build, you know, like integrity or trying to be a whistleblower. You're just praying for us. You know, you're connecting with us emotionally and spiritually, you know, because we've got such a big job and we're the chosen ones. That's what it says to me. That's what it's trying to do. It's trying to deviate from what's actually going on here, to, and the church can just think, oh, pray for us because we're hurting and we're broken right now. But we'll be back on our horse, you know, eventually.
My concern would be for the people they target who are involved, who perhaps aren't as literate as you and me, who
100%.
You know, English.
Not just that critical thinking. Language. Yeah, but not just that critical thinking.
Well,
and ability to question.
People are too busy sometimes to really sort of pull apart this stuff, and they're, oh, right, yeah, that's terrible. Oh, poor them. You know, like you say, it's very manipulative and it's very Darvo. It's defend, attack, reverse victim, offender, where, you know, the person who's done the wrong thing puts themselves as the victim. Yeah, very common in abuse situations. And
oh, you just call it role reversal, where they want to play victim so that then they get the, well, look, if you, can we just have a little family therapy moment here?
Mm-hmm.
When we talk about dyads and triads, meaning dyad is between two people, triads between three people, and it's almost like we're being brought into the dynamic here. Like, so we've had this discussion, we're going through a top time, say Bobby and I, or Bobby and my family. We're the church, which is the third person in this triad. It's Brian, it's his family.
Mm.
And what? Oh, no, maybe Brian and his family, the Houstons, and then you've got the other point is the legal issues or whatever, the system that's oppressing them or, you know, trying to accuse them, you know, the persecution from the world. And then there's the church. And it's like, okay, well, we're copying the abuse from the church or the system and it being big bullies to us and poor us. So we're going to then, when there's conflict between two parties, the third party acts as like a relationship that they can draw to for soothing,
okay,
or to meet their needs emotionally. It could be many things. There could be multiple things going. Every triad has its own kind of dynamic going on. So when there's conflict between two parties, one party might bring in this third party involved. That party obviously gets the brunt, sometimes might get the brunt of the issues that they're going on with you, or they'll draw to that party because they'll be like, well, I'm fighting with my best friend, or I'm fighting with something else that's going on in the background, but then I'm going to draw closer and become reliant, or, you know, okay, in need for soothing or whatever. You could, yeah, there's a number of scenarios, but either way, it seems like Brian and Bobby use whatever's going on in the church as partly as, oh, we're going to overly focus on all the good things and we're going to bring you in on the storyline because how terrible about the situation the system is putting us in and how dare they, and it's persecution and it's all lies. I mean, the other premise is that this is all undue persecution.
Well,
and we are innocent. That's the other premise.
Do you see that?
We're reading
better.
This with the that's what I see.
Yeah.
There's a premise.
Where, like,
they've served faithfully for many years. It's resulted in millions of people across the world being impacted by the power, grace, and love of Jesus Christ. I mean, this is the evidence they're giving. Like, they're almost giving like an argument as to why we are so godly, and their obedience and their commitment to the call of God. Obedience, they're giving everything to build a house.
Yeah.
You know, and then there's still much to be done. Church leader continues to seek to God for his wisdom and set the course of the future. I mean, look, I mean, I would love the board members to comment on this. I mean, this just sounds really ridiculous now. You know, seek to God wisdom. It sounds like Brian was the problem, and so they flicked him. We acknowledge the change is needed. Wow. Okay, who's we? We have commitment to an independent review of our governance structure. I mean, look, what does that even mean? Like, honestly.
Yeah.
Independent review of what? I mean, we've gone through that with college.
It's time for some transparency and some real actual words.
Where's the government reviewing of churches and organisations?
Tens of millions of dollars in funding.
This is reflective of a neoliberalist society that we currently live in. Everyone's out to gain.
What's neoliberalism? Quickly.
Well, neoliberalism is contemporarily used to refer to market-oriented reform policies such as eliminating price controls, deregulating capital markets, lowering trade barriers, and reducing, especially through privatization and austerity, state influence in the economy.
Okay, so
if we're going to think, it's a political ideology, and there's some core assumptions that economic growth is like we're meant to sustain economic growth, and that achieves human progress. There's free markets,
okay,
and that people get to choose whatever they want to do with the money that they've got.
Yep.
And there's an emphasis on minimal state intervention on any economic and social affairs. I mean, if we're talking about a neoliberal state, we're looking at non-government organizations and non-for-profits, whatever you want to call them. Christ-centered based organizations, St. Vincent de Paul's, Anglicare, Salvation Army, et cetera, that have all started with a mission statement to save the world and, you know, in poverty through Jesus Christ, and whatever it is. But they've all become business-orientated free market spenders. They have got a governance and a structure as an organization that mirrors a business.
All of these organizations and churches and charities are willing to take the millions of dollars in funding, but they're not willing to open their books, and it's just crazy.
Well, they're spending it, but they're also paying, they're also buying property. They're also owning converts. Yeah.
Well, they're also
expensive pieces of land with
things as well. So it's
100%. What we're seeing as a society in the West, and specifically Australia, is organizations are becoming privatized without being privatized, if that makes sense. Without calling themselves a business, they're becoming privatized. I mean, foster care, adoption, doing soup kitchens, like all this stuff. I mean, this grassroots work that used to be, you know, was just people just volunteer. I mean, now to be a volunteer, I mean, you have to do a hell of a lot of things to be one, which is good in some ways. We're all about safeguarding children and ensuring that institutional abuse does not reoccur to people. But, you know, there's statements. I mean, you know, what is really going on in the background here? There is revenue and there's money. And, you know, what I'm aware of is that these pastors get paid chips, but somehow they're still wearing Subi jeans on a Sunday. Go figure.
Brian used
no offense,
to brag
Subi,
that
we love you.
Brian used to brag that he didn't take a salary from the church, as if this was, you know, it's probably pocket change.
Wasn't that lies, though? Doesn't he get a salary? Because his net worth is on flipping Wikipedia. I mean,
yeah, but he's still getting all the everything else. So that's what I'm saying. A salary is like, whatevs.
Oh, look, the day I found out the tours, and it was years and years and years of them being mission trips, you know, and oh, pray for them, you know, they're really counting the costs and sacrificing, when really when I started finding out that every single cost there ever was on tour was paid for by church, I stopped giving. I thought this is a joke. Yeah. And then as well starting to find out, you know, tickets were, what, 10 bucks at the door, then they turned it to 20, 30, now they're 70 bucks. Come on. You know, then there's merch, and then there's a whole roadie show. I mean, look, and then going into these places, and then they'll say, oh, but it costs us so high. But wait a second, is this reaching souls to Jesus or promoting, you know, new music album? Like, really, yeah. Think about it.
Yeah.
I don't know. The critical thinking is so, and that's one thing, if you look at abuse and the nature of domestic abuse and any sort of abuse in a community, is that it's taking away people's agency to make decisions and think for themselves, to be free thinkers. And it also strongly controls the storyline of what is truth. We have committed to an independent review of our governance structure and processes, understanding that this is a time of humble reflection. Interesting.
Humble
reflection and drinking and anyway. And we are committed to doing what is necessary to ensure God is honored and our eyes are fixed on Jesus. We value ongoing support and prayers. We are also praying for our entire church family at this time. Hillsong Church Global and Australian Boards.
Everyone. What's up?
Humble reflection. I'd love to know what that's about. And we're committed to do, I mean, look, like I said, let's just go back. If we're thinking strengths-based here, the positive psychology in all of this, look at the picture they're painting of themselves. Well, them as a church, let's say the system.
Humble. You know? So there's humble, there's obedient, there's faithful.
Resulted in millions of people being impacted.
Committed.
Extremely grateful. You know,
honored.
Understanding humble reflection. Committed. Ensuring God, doing whatever is necessary to ensure God is honored and our eyes are fixed on Jesus. Would love to know what that means, actually. I really would.
I just, you know, there's nothing tangible. There's nothing measurable here that I can say, oh, well, that's good. So in a month's time, they're going to hold an all-church meeting and start surveying people on, you know, auditing the organization. And, of course, because it's a community, they're going to take input from everyone or something, but just humble God. Now, that resignation was on Wednesday of this week. I think by Thursday, Pastor Sam Collier had tendered his resignation in Atlanta, Georgia, in the US. He had been, I don't know when he went there. He had been sent there to, he'd been established as the first Black pastor, you know, running a church in a, you know, really, I guess, what they kind of call blackfishing. And I'm not a person of color, but you can see when somebody's being marketed for just their superficial qualities and because they'll be able to target a certain market. So, well,
yeah. And don't forget, well, Black Lives Matter was a big thing and we responded to that as a church. Yeah. You know, there was a lot going on during COVID, ever since COVID hit.
But he wrote a letter that said, look, I can't grow this church. I can't sell this stuff with everything that's been going on. What do you want from me?
So what? I mean, seriously.
And then today being Saturday of the same week, Terry Christine Phoenix and his wife are withdrawing from Hillsong, they're calling it. And he put out quite a strong message during the week that he had felt he'd been lied to by, I think, his own board. He had felt that there was something very wrong going on and he had consulted his board or the Hillsong board and, you know, they'd said there was nothing wrong. And so he feels he was deliberately deceived. And I think once you do that to someone like him, because it's a very big church, there's a lot of property attached, I'm thinking we're going to see new partnerships form and new alliances because these are some, you know, these are some powerful players in this game that are just not there anymore. And I'm sure you're hearing stories of people leaving. There's, you know, senior figures just walking away because they can't believe
it. I've heard one of the Australian boarders left. He was a doctor.
That's right. Almost forgot. Dr. Gordon Lee has resigned from the board. Now, he's been around since the days of Frank, and I believe he's the guy that signed off on, you know, Frank's dementia and stuff like that. And it.
No, really?
Yeah. I'm kind of wondering if he's been Brian's physician. And we know that Brian's had various illnesses, his post-traumatic stress that he had, that he talked about at the Royal Commission in 2014. He had vertigo last year on while he was in the States. Like, there's, you know, this kind of things. And
they might have subpoenaed him.
Yeah. Oh, you know, I don't know exactly what's going on there, but, you know, he's out. So it's been a pretty big week. And I'm sure it's going to get, you know, more and more interesting as time goes on. Thanks for being my saving grace today. I would have just been chatting to myself otherwise.
You're welcome.
Really
interesting insights.
Yeah, I really appreciate your point of view on this. Thank you, thank you. And we will talk soon. You're going to come back and talk to us some more soon, aren't you? Tell us a bit about yourself next time.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh.
And cut.
How do I? No, I meant I pressed the
ding. Recording has ended. Oh, you need a bloopers reel.